Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. There are growing calls for an inquiry into sexual abuse at schools run by the Spiritans, the former Holy Ghost Order. Gardaí say four people have now come forward in recent days and made complaints of abuse following an RT radio documentary concerning the abuse of two siblings at Blackrock College in the 1970s and early 1980s. These are on top of previous complaints already received by Gardaí in respect of abuse allegations relating to Spiritan schools and the Spiritan Order, which are currently under investigation. Labour's Justice spokesperson Éan O'Riordan has today supported calls for an urgent and independent inquiry. Speaking on RT Radio earlier, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin did not rule out the possibility.
Well, first of all, I haven't said that there was no to any inquiry or anything like that. And what I did say over the weekend was, I think in the first instance, in the context of the Spiritans and indeed other orders, where there are live cases and where the Gardaí are investigating cases, we have to allow that to happen and due process to happen, because we don't want any potential inquiry compromise cases where people could be brought to justice under a criminal justice system.
It may not compromise it, though. Could it not happen
well,
in tandem?
It could. We will examine all of that.
The Taoiseach speaking to Claire Byrne earlier. Let's talk now to Sinn Féin spokesperson Eoghan O'Brien, who is a past pupil of Blackrock College and Willow Park. Eoghan O'Brien, you're welcome to the programme. First of all, what do you make of these calls now for the need for an independent inquiry into all of this? Do you support them?
I do, Brian. Like a lot of people, I've been truly shocked and disgusted as I've been reading the newspaper reports and listened to the RTE documentary over the last week or so. But I've also been struck by the incredible bravery of the people who came forward, both to raise the matter initially, as well as those who have spoken publicly, in some cases for the first time. I think what's really important when these types of scandals emerge is we have to put the survivors at the centre of whatever we do. And I think probably the best first step for the Taoiseach and the relevant ministers is to meet with those survivors and hear from them directly in terms of why they want an independent inquiry. So far, over 57 cases of sexual abuse seem to be accounted for, 10 educational institutions. And while in the first instance, it's the former Holy Ghost Fathers who have responsibility for this, we know, and we'll hear in a moment from Susan O'Keefe, in terms of the fact that the state also had a duty of care. So I've had a number of emails from former pupils who've urged me to support such an inquiry. I've read the same from survivors in the paper, and I'd be minded to call for that support. But I think the Taoiseach should meet those people and listen to why such an inquiry is so important.
Yeah, it's Louise O'Keefe, and we'll be talking to Louise in just a moment. But first of all, as a former student yourself, a former pupil in both Willow Park and Blackrock, is this something that you'd any awareness of at all?
No, actually not at all. And I almost all of my education was in Willow Park and Blackrock College. It is a very big school, both physically and numerically. And it does appear that the abuse that certainly is in the public domain at this point was slightly before I was in the school. And a lot of it centred around the boarding school, which I didn't attend. But again, we don't know the full extent of it, either in Willow Park and Blackrock or the other Spiritan former Holy Ghost Father schools.
Eoghan, it's not just the Spiritans. There are also allegations in relation to other religious orders. The Jesuits have been dealing with this issue for some time now, the Dominicans as well. I mean, is an inquiry into the Spiritans enough, or is something much wider, as has been suggested by Maeve Lewis of One and Four earlier today, something much wider required?
I think that has to be led by the survivors themselves, and if we have learnt anything from how the state has handled these matters in the past and is currently in some respects mishandling, for example, the processing of the mother and baby homes scandal, is that if you don't put the survivors at the centre, if they're not being given the role of leading how the state responds, then errors and mistakes were made, and that just serves to re-traumatise people. So that's why I do think for the Taoiseach to step forward and the relevant ministers, because this cuts across education, children and justice, meet with those survivors, hear what they have to say. And I think if, as I suspect, listening to people over the last week, the call is for a fully independent inquiry of whatever nature, with whatever scope, hope that I think the state would be right to respond positively to such a request.
Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, thank you for that. Well, as Owen was saying, we're joined now by Louise O'Keefe. A very good afternoon to you, Louise, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Now, people will recall that you won a landmark case which established the principle that the state has an obligation to protect pupils who were in state-funded schools. In your own case, it was abuse carried out when you were in primary in national school. What do you see and what do you say is the state's responsibility into the allegations that are now coming forward?
Well, any child who was sexually abused in school, there is responsibility on the state to have had protected them. So, you know, it goes without saying that because of the judgment in my case, that responsibility is there for the state, and they must own up to it, and they must be proactive with the survivors of abuse and meet with them, put some sort of scheme in place for them, as is required for them, because one of the things that they need to do for themselves is to seek counselling that suits them. It's not counselling that suits the state. It's counselling that suits them, because they must reconcile themselves with what has happened. So it is extremely important. And the only way that the state has in acknowledging that responsibility that was theirs is by compensation to the survivors.
You were fought through the courts for many years by the state here, Louise. It was eventually in Europe that you had your vindication. But even after that, the legislation that was brought in to provide, to cover the principle that was established of state responsibility was very narrow, wasn't it? And it wouldn't cover the cases which we've been talking about in relation to BlackRock or elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's 26 years ago since Leo Hickey was convicted of sexual abuse of me in the national school. And it was in January of 2014 that the European Court gave their judgment. But it wasn't until July of 2021 when the state came round to the fact that basically the claimant did not need a prior complaint. But even at that, they closed the entry to the scheme for people going forward, in that anybody on the 21st of July when they announced it, they backdated to the 1st of July for people to have had a case pending. Mm-hmm. So nobody coming forward after that date and taking a case was able to apply to that ex gratia scheme, which really is not in the, you know, the terms of the judgment from Europe. I mean, they had a responsibility for people, and they know as well that people are very slow to come forward and not even realize the impact of what had happened to them on their lives. So they really must open up, and they must do something while they must do it right, but they must also do it far, far more quickly than they did in my case.
Louise O'Keefe, campaigner, thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you.